Also spotted FAI President John Delaney shaking hands with the Queen last night. Good morning to you, John.
Yeah, morning, Ryan. How are you?
You recovered from your date with royalty last night?
It was a lovely day. I must say it was a fantastic day. I think something, as you just said a while ago, you might have felt may not even happen 5-10 years ago, but yeah. It was a wonderful, wonderful day, one that I'll treasure for many years.
So tell us about the event you were at and why were you there and what was it for?
Well, we got invited to Windsor Castle, about 300 of us. The event came out of nowhere last week, just came in to say, would I attend? And immediately you change your plans because it's a once-off opportunity to go to Windsor Castle and meet the Queen. So sure. it was great, really, Narayan. It was tremendous. You know,
yeah,
to get
yeah.
to meet her personally and say a few words to her and shake her hand was something that I never thought would happen, but it did. So, yeah, it was a good day.
Exciting. And what was the nature of that event? Because we seemed to know all about all the other events, but I didn't quite understand what your event was.
I think Cooperation Ireland were involved, both North and South. I think that was the idea. That was the idea. You know, there was a lot of people from both North and South of the border there, people involved in business as well. So it was a great day. It really was.
And North-South opera. Did you wear a green tie? I didn't quite spot that. Did you see?
I always wear a green tie. I think that's my tradition. So I wore a nice green tie. I bought especially for the day. And it was great to meet her and talk to her and chat to her. Same as Prince Philip and that. So it was good. No, you could I think, you know, my granddad used to be in the old IRA many years ago, and yeah. I don't think he would ever have thought that his grandson or maybe within two generations would be in Windsor Castle. And I actually sent her, I thanked her for bringing both countries closer.
Did you?
I did indeed. And she said, thank you for thanking me, which is a lovely thing as well. So,
yeah.
Lovely.
So a few words. It's funny, when she was in Ireland, I had the pleasure of doing a bit of a job that involved meeting her too. And as I was walking across town, thinking of both, just like you did, my granddads on both sides, and what they were doing once upon a time, yeah, fighting for the freedom of the country and so forth. And then a couple of generations later, here we all are. There's a profound sense of time and history and what's happened. And Martin McGuinness talked about her, the Queen, last night, saying that she's possibly ahead of the curve of all of us because she's just moving it on. Which is impressive. Which I might as well be talking to myself because he's gone. And I'll tell you why John Delaney's gone is because he's in the Eurotunnel. Not the Eurotunnel, the other one, the Heathrow Express, which gets you to Heathrow Airport from the centre of London in 15 minutes. It's pricey, but it saves what you save on time. You won't save on money, but it's a nice old trip back into Heathrow. But nevertheless, he's on that obviously because of the nature of his schedule in the last few days. So he's had to skedaddle off into that. So he obviously hit the tunnel. So he's gone. But nevertheless. It's because good to talk to John because he was in the middle of it all last.